Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pete Najarian's with us. You've seen Pete on CNBC many, many times. Business expert, well-followed across this country, author, businessman himself. He's done quite well. Former NFL player, former star at the Minnesota Gophers, and more importantly, a good friend. Pete, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing great. We got to get this weather to pop up and hold on a little bit, but other than that, we're doing pretty well.
Yeah, just the key word was boat, and I started thinking about you. I know that you'd like to get in a boat this summer if you could, for sure. So.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. I am days away from putting the boat in the water. I sometimes just say, the heck with it, I'm going in.
Hey, everybody yesterday that I talked to was buzzing about Coinbase. Can you explain that a little bit? They had their IPO yesterday, Pete.
Yeah, you know, and it's an interesting thing because, you know, the way companies have come public through this direct listing process, it probably is sort of meaningless generally for the public, but, you know, it's just, it's like crypto. It's something that's new, and it seems to be being embraced more and more and more by the general population. So it's really interesting to see this, Dave, because, you know, it wasn't too many years ago we had guys like Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan and some of the other big banks that were very much questioning whether or not the cryptocurrency world, specifically Bitcoin, but the entire crypto world was really something that was going to be a factor in the economy in some way, shape, or form. And it has. It really has. And it's a platform for crypto trading. And it's, you know, there are many other different products out there that are sort of in this space, but this is one of the biggest ones. And, of course, yesterday, when you've got a market cap of over $100 billion, that is saying something. And it didn't finish there, but it certainly had gotten up to those levels. So this is something that I think we all need to embrace to some degree and make a better job of finding how this works, what's really going on, and is this something for everybody, or is this just a niche area for some others? And I think that it's bigger than that, Dave. I think it's something that if we look 10 years down the line, I think we're going to all wish that we knew a little bit more about the crypto space than we do right now.
Yeah, it's crazy. Would it be similar to biotechs in the sense, Pete, that you better have a pretty strong stomach because it could be up and down?
You said it way better than I would have, Dave. Yes, that's exactly right, because there is so much into the future that you're looking at here. And is there something right at hand right now? Not really. There's a little something, but it's just the very, very beginning stages. And so because of that, yeah, I think you're exactly right. It's very much like the biotechs, where you're sort of betting on the future. And that's exactly what I think we're seeing here. And obviously, if you even just go back just a couple of years ago and you look at where Bitcoin was trading, Dave, it was closer to 5,000, 10 or 7,000, somewhere in that sort of range. And here we are now. Yesterday, we were in the 60,000 plus range. So it does give you an idea that there's more and more folks out there that are actually embracing this, being more involved in this. And I think the fact that it's becoming something that everybody is sort of embracing a little bit more, whether it's PayPal or Venmo and all these various types of companies that are starting to embrace this more and more, I think it's something that we really should read about, understand a little bit more about it, and at least feel more comfortable about where we're going in a directional way from just the dollar or gold or silver or all these other types of currencies that sometimes we look at. I think this is definitely one that or an area that we really need to understand much better.
Pete, anything you taken from those record highs yesterday in the U.S. stock indexes?
Yeah, I'd say this, Dave. I'd say that we are still in the middle or early stages of this rally. And the reason I say that is we are just getting to the point where things are opening up. And as that accelerates and as vaccines, and I know we've had some bumps in the road with the vaccines, but as that continues to go through the population in a more positive way, we'll just continue to open up more and more. And that's gonna certainly be a boom, at least in the next 6, 8, 9 months, in my opinion, for the markets. But that doesn't mean it's a straight up market either. I think we're going to see a lot of bumps, and the volatility that was in the market has completely come out of it, Dave. We were trading, just as a good example, the volatility index, trading, you know, how volatile the markets really are on the S&P. We were double the number we are right now just a month ago. So we have cut that in half, and it's feeling like people are getting a little bit more comfortable about the future. And that's probably a good thing. We just can't get too comfortable, because you never want to be too comfortable in a market like what we have right now, because there's still going to be a lot of ups and there's still going to be a lot of downs as well. So you've got to be prepared every day.
Yeah, and the Fed chair on Sunday night, it was relatively positive, didn't you think?
Oh, I thought he was great. I thought the way he communicated where the Fed stands, how they view things right now, and what they're looking for in the future, I thought he was very, very transparent, which is something I think is important. We want to know what the Fed is thinking and when things may start to change. And I think he gave us a really strong feeling about where the markets are right now, and if it starts to get a little bit too hot, which it sometimes does, that they will be prepared, but it hasn't gotten to that point yet. And he even gave us some numbers where, if it was sustainable, then he'd start to maybe think about shifting the markets around a little bit in terms of how the Fed views the markets. But right now, they feel pretty comfortable about where we are.
Hey, Pete, have a great week. Always great to hear your voice.
I appreciate it, Dave. You too. And let's hope Maxie can get the Twins back on track. We need a few more wins than losses.
Yeah, that's not good. Defense has got to pick it up a notch, too. All right, thanks, Pete.
All right, Dave.
Twins baseball.
Have a great weekend.
Right here, he's Pete Najarian, and you can catch him on CNBC. And, of course, he is an author, and just look him up. A lot of things to talk about there. Our WCCO time is coming up on Traffic and Weather Time next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!